Photoshop Wednesday number 34. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcast tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. This will be a first in a series of tips about layers. If the Layers panel is not visible, go to the Windows pull-down menu and select Layers. First, let's start with the background layer. When you create a new canvas in Photoshop, when the background contents are set to either white or background color, you're going to end up with a background layer. Now, a few things about the background layer. First of all, you can only have one background layer per canvas, and no other layers can be below the background layer. Now, you can paint on a background layer or fill it with the Paint Bucket tool. What you can't do to a background layer is change its opacity or blending mode. To change this background layer into a regular layer, or to unlock it, all you have to do is double-click on the background layer in the Layers panel. Now you have an opportunity to name the layer. Now don't worry what you name it here, because you can always change the name of a layer later on. Next, you can set the color of the layer, which allows you to group it into different color categories. Don't worry, it's not going to actually color the information on the canvas. This is an indicator color in the Layers panel. Next, you'll be able to set the mode, which will be covered in a later tip. Now let's take the Move tool and move the canvas to a new location. What you should see is a colored block, which was your original background layer, and now you can see a checkerboard pattern. Anytime you see a checkerboard pattern inside of Photoshop, that means nothing. There isn't anything there at all, like a piece of acetate. At the top of the layer panel, you have a lock area. The first icon allows you to lock the transparency of this layer. With the transparency lock turned off, when you paint on a canvas, the checkerboard area or the acetate of this layer can be painted on. If you turn the lock on when you paint on the canvas, you're not allowed to draw on the acetate or the clear part of this layer. You can only paint over the top of pixels that already have a value. The Lock Image Pixel icon allows you to lock the layer so it can't be painted on. This will also lock the transparency as well. The next icon in the set allows you to lock the ability to move the layer. This lock can come in very handy. The last icon in this set, the Padlock, allows you to lock and unlock all of these attributes at the same time. Just to the right of the lock icons is the fill setting. Now, like all text entry boxes in Photoshop, you can enter data into this box many ways. First, you can move your cursor over the top of the word fill and drag left and right to increase and decrease the percent of the fill value. You can enter a value in using your keyboard. You can also use your up and down arrows on your keyboard to increase and decrease this percentage. You can also use the small right-facing arrow to drag the slider to the percentage you wish. The fill value is applied to any painted pixel or layer shape that is on this layer. It has no effect on layer effects. For that, you'd use the opacity setting just above the fill setting in the Layers panel. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video formats at www.oneminutetip.com. And if you're finding the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday helpful, be sure to go over to the iTunes Music Library in the podcast directory and rate it. See you next Wednesday.